We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Magic 106.7, it's Morning Magic. David and Kendra Sue is off today. I like to think so, but you don't always see, people don't always present their best selves when they're stressed out about parking, shopping and parking, getting in and getting out and doing all the stuff that they got to do around this time of year, right?
I just have a question for you, for the listeners. I'm Christmas shopping and I'm going to stores. When I go to park in the parking lot, I make it a point to go to the very end where nothing is around me. There's no cars. There's plenty of spots way ahead of me. Why? You know I'm going to have bags with me. You know I'm going to need to get into my driver's side. Why do people park right next to me? And not even just next to me, like over the white line.
To the point where you can't get into your car?
I had to go through my passenger side yesterday.
Nice.
In the parking lot of TJ Maxx. I was like, what?
And there were spaces around?
Yes. Yeah. Tons of them. And it was like they were not even a good amount of space between the white line on their side and mine. And I was there first.
I think people aren't even, people don't have their heads screwed on straight this time of year. I think people just forget. I don't know. Maybe did they have their driver's side door next to your driver's side door? You know what I mean? Did they just not realize how close they parked to you because they got out on the other side?
No, they got out on the other side because they just pulled right in. They didn't back in. But they were, I'm telling you, I'm shocked that our mirrors didn't crash each other. We were on top of each other.
Did you ever see people go at each other because of a parking space in the mall parking lot this time of year?
I told you, my husband is a police officer. They get calls constantly about that kind of stuff, like the little petty things, or they're on my side, or they parked here, or they parked in front of my house, or every parking is such a weird thing, but why? I want to put a sign on my car. Is that crazy if I put a sign on my driver's side that says, do not park next to me?
It is.
I park down here for a reason. Leave me alone.
Yes, I'm nodding my head. Because I think you're just going to draw. You're going to get somebody who's going to park even closer to you just because you have that sign. I think you got to go to the farthest corner. You got to go even further. Go to the farthest corner of the parking lot. This is what I don't understand about the malls, because the malls get so crowded. You know you're either gonna circle looking for a parking lot, spend 15 minutes to that. Why not just park way the hell
just
over
go.
There?
Right.
And walk. Get a few extra steps in, breathe a little fresh air.
That's what I do.
You'll remember where your car is, and it's, you know, because it's way away from everybody else. People just get way too it's like competitive or something.
It is. And do you ever follow somebody that's walking out of the mall to find where they're parking? Are you ever one of those people, or do you do what you just said? You just find the open spot and just go to it?
I'll do that for a second. I'll do like one pass through just to see if I can get lucky, you know, and see somebody with keys in their hand or with bags in their hand that is obviously going. But you know what? Even when I do that, half the time they're going to put bags in the trunk and
then
going
back
into the mall, you know, so that doesn't work out for you either.
I've never understood the line of cars with their blinkers on to get in that one spot when there's 16 open spots just a couple yards down.
Or two cars coming from opposite, you know,
and
converging
who's gonna get
spaces,
it?
And they're like two gunfighters in the Old West. They're both looking at this one car, and you're waiting to see which way the car is going to go. Are they going to block somebody out so the other person get into the space?
Yeah, I've never understood that. It's like, and I sit and I watch them, and it's like, just go to the open spot. I don't know. Is that me? Am I crazy? I don't know. Tell
we
me.
We need to just calm down
the parking,
about all of this.
I'm telling you, if I could just walk to the mall, I would just walk there because the parking lots everywhere, the parking etiquette is just driving me
nuts. Why don't you call us up if you're online this morning already and want to give us a ring and let us know your strategy.
Do you feel my pain?
Yeah, do you feel Kendra's pain? Hey, Magic, good morning. Are you shopping and parking already?
No, I'm heading into work, but you could tell Kendra, I carry like little tiny can openers and little notes, so when people park that close to me, I say, please leave me a can opener the next time you pull that close.
Wow.
Whoa, you are. What is your first name? Because you are me in another person's body. You think evil just like I do.
You spent money and you bought some cheapo little can openers.
Cheapo little can openers, yep. Just leave it right on their windshield. There you
make
go.
A point. Wow.
This woman's my hero.
Hold on. Please. Tell me you hung around like at a safe distance to watch what happens when they show up and the reaction that they get. What do they do when they see the can opener?
Sometimes they just kind of look around like, what the heck is that?
That is next awesome. Level trolling right there. That's a thing of beauty. Have a great day. Boy, I hope I don't park next to you. See you.
You too.
All right, bye. Hey, Magic, good morning. What's your parking strategy?
Hi there. It's easy. My wife's strategy is have her drop at the door. She texts me whenever she's done.
Yeah.
And if I'm busy, it's Uber.
Wow, you guys got it worked out. Wow. So you'll wait, you'll go to the other far corner of the parking lot, sit there on your phone or whatever, in park, safely, of course, and just wait it out.
Yeah, or do business or something like that while I'm sitting there returning calls, whatever.
I like it.
Shopping, it's fine.
Good stuff. Good stuff. What's your name?
I'm Brad, and that's Sarah.
Brad and Sarah. You guys got it worked out. Thank you, Brad and Sarah.
You're welcome.
All right, take care.
Hi, Morning Magic. Help me out with the parking lot. Help me.
Yeah, so I usually park, find an island in the parking lot, and you park right next to the curb.
I know.
On the driver's side. And you hug the curb, and they'll never be able to get close to your car on the passenger side.
Yeah, that's...
You always get in.
It puts a little space between your passenger side and the next car.
I try to. I always try to go to the end where nobody will want to go.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes they find a way, though.
They do. They find me everywhere.
Even if you park the furthest way away, they'll find you.
I know.
Door dings and everything else. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Just got to let it roll off if you can. It's hard to do, but...
I'm trying to understand what made them have to go all the way down the lot to park next to my poor little car.
I maintain it's Christmas brain or holiday brain. People just aren't even thinking.
I don't know what else to do. I'm just going to have to park in the main road and just say, this is it. I have no place to go.
Or order your stuff online. That's another solution.
I guess so, but man, stay away.
Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.